It's the Best Lifing Show.
This podcast is your ultimate guide to holistic health and wellness.
Our team of Best Lifers share their stories.
Wait. What is this Best Lifing?
We transform your life from ordinary
to extraordinary
and help you live your dreams.
So now,
let's start Best Lifing.
Hello, and welcome to the Best Lifing Show with Be Unique Radio Station. My name is Emily, and as you know, I am the yoga guru here at Best Lifing and also the operations manager. And today, I am joined with another new member of the Best Lifing team. We are so excited to have him here with us today. Lewis, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great today. How are you guys?
Awesome. So, Lewis, tell us a little bit about yourself. Introduce yourself to your new family.
All right. Well, I am very new to Best Lifing, but I am having so much fun. I am the relation manager at Best Lifing, and I do a lot of things for Best Lifing. I'm having a lot of fun with you guys, and I can't wait to continue.
Awesome. So Lewis is doing a really great job. He works with our customers directly, interacts with them, and, you know, just make sure that they have like an ultimate, like really great experience with us. And you know what? He is just crushing it. And we are so, so lucky to have him on our team. So Lewis, let's get to the topic of today. What are we talking about today?
We are talking about procrastinating.
Oh, procrastination. That's going to be a fun topic to talk about. So, first of all, let's just, you know, give a little bit of a definition of exactly what procrastination is, right? It's just, you know, taking the time to not do something, right? Taking the longest possible amount of time to do something because I don't know what reason you're giving to not do it, but you're just not doing it, right?
Definitely. It's like taking the scenic route to any destination.
I love that reference. It's so funny. So, Lewis, why do you think that people procrastinate?
I think it's overall easier to procrastinate rather than to take on maybe a somewhat daunting or even just if it's a regular task in life. It's the easier route, you know, especially now with all the distractions we have, social media, different TV shows, all the advertising that they say that we what is our span? I think it's attention span is like a few seconds.
Yeah.
So that doesn't help as well. But we just have so much distraction in the world, and I think that definitely doesn't help out.
Oh, for sure. I could totally relate. For myself, you know, I say like, yeah, I'm going to get up and I'm going to do laundry and I'm going to clean my house. And then I'm laying in bed and I'm like, oh, I really don't want to do that. I really, really don't want to do that. So then what do? I end up just sitting there watching Netflix and scrolling through my phone and not cleaning or doing my laundry. But you know what? As soon as I get it in myself to get up and do these things and, you know, I complete them, I realize afterwards, I'm like, you know what? I don't know why I really procrastinated that. It really wasn't even that bad. Like cleaning my bathroom, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's going to take me an hour. And it only ever takes me like 20 minutes, you know, kind of thing. So I don't know. I think it's like all in your head, really, right? Do you agree?
Definitely. It's definitely like a mind battle. You definitely go into your brain, into your mind, and you start thinking about the things that may take too long or one step, okay, this is the first step I have to do, but then there's this step, and then I have to do this, and then you kind of go into, like you said before to me, an endless swirl or a dark hole of, like, the negatives rather than the positive afterwards, you completing something and you feeling good and telling yourself, wow, look, I completed this.
Yeah, I get that. Like, I'll be sitting in my room, and it's a complete disaster, and I'm so just, you know, in a bad mood because I'm surrounded by mess, but like I just leave the mess there, you know? But then as soon as I clean and I get everything done, I just feel so amazing. I feel like a weight is lifted off my chest and I'm just like fluttering around, like so happy. But I'm always just like, why did I procrastinate that? Like, I feel so much better after, right?
Definitely.
Don't you feel better after?
For sure, 100 times better.
Yeah. What's something that you've procrastinated in the past?
For sure, number one, I would say it did start off with school, for sure. Even when I was younger, just, you know, waiting until the last minute to turn an assignment in.
I can relate. I used to turn in papers an hour before they were due.
Yeah, yeah. I've had some very close calls. I think I even went over a few times where I had to talk to the professor and say, hey, oh, I'm sorry. It's, you know, it's a minute past. I was about to turn it in. But it's just because I took too long. I procrastinated. I didn't set up a schedule or a timeline for myself, which is very helpful.
Yeah, I totally get that. Procrastination can be bad in, you know, certain situations, for sure, especially, you know, when it comes to things that are important in our life. Like, I remember I procrastinated for the longest time about registering my car, right? And I didn't register my car, and I'm like, okay, it's fine. I'm going to get to it. I'm going to get to it eventually. And then I don't get to it eventually, and what happens? You know, I get pulled over, and I get a ticket for an expired tag. So I'm like, okay, well, this is what happens when I procrastinate. Emily, you need to get yourself together and be on top of yourself. So, yeah, you know, we just, you know, it can be bad, and just watch out for that. That's all I'm gonna say about that. But a lot of the time, you know, people think that procrastination only has to do with, you know, school. But that's not always the case, right? What are some other things that you can procrastinate in, do you think?
Just like you were saying before, just a simple thing, a simple task as like housework, doing some laundry, setting up your dinner plans. Mm-hmm. Well, like if you're going to cook a meal, if you wait too long, then you're eating in the middle of the night almost.
Yeah.
Just overall housework could definitely be a form of procrastinating on that. And it could just delay all your plans in a nutshell.
Yeah. I remember one time I was going on vacation and I didn't make any reservations for dinner anywhere I was going, but it's a good thing that the guy that I was going with, you know, had that all set up, because when we get there and I'm trying to call places, they're like, oh, we're all fully booked. And I was like, damn it, I should have done that. And he's like, oh, don't worry, I got it taken care of. I was like, oh, I wish I would have known that before I stressed out about making dinner reservations. But yeah, you just gotta be on top of it. But, you know, you can also procrastinate, like, with your job, you know, not getting projects in on time. That makes everyone else delayed and what they have to do. That could be a very dangerous, vicious cycle. Like, if you're supposed to do one element of a project and you don't get it done, then everyone else is behind. So that's not a good environment to, you know, implement that quality.
Completely understand, for sure.
Yeah, but you can also procrastinate in your health. So, you know, people come into denial about, you know, their different, you know, I don't know, just different things that they feel within themselves, and they don't take the time to, you know, go to the dentist or go to the doctor and all that. I know for the longest time, my mom was in complete denial that her blood pressure was super, super high. But you know what? She bought like the blood pressure monitor, and she had been like, you know, monitoring herself every day, and like it was always coming out bad, but she's just like procrastinating the fact that she needs to go on blood pressure medicine. But you know, you can't do that. Like, that is going to be so detrimental to your health. You know what I mean?
Very, very, very dangerous. I guess it's just the overall fear. You're just afraid of what the outcome can be. So you just hold it and hold it and hold it until maybe it is a very, you know, serious situation or maybe life-threatening or whatnot. But yeah, for sure. You definitely you cannot procrastinate on your health.
No, that could be really bad for you.
So Emily, there's another topic I want to bring up and, you know, another way that we can procrastinate. And maybe it doesn't really come to mind right away, but your overall relationships.
Ooh, relationships. How do you procrastinate in a relationship?
I'd say it could be anywhere with family or even your significant other. You just you don't make the time for them, and you keep on delaying that time with them. Say if it's even as simple as like celebrating an anniversary, you delaying the actual plans or even creating the time for yourself. Maybe you're putting work first or having some sort of mental battle with yourself of like fear, thinking about maybe even a ring into
the ring.
In the situation. But yeah, just those are just some things. Just it's like you're putting your relationship in the backseat. You're not even. It's in the back of your mind.
Do you think that's about like being comfortable in your relationship?
Yes, definitely. I've definitely had more than a few times, where I just become very content with where I'm at,
mm-hmm.
and it's like a pause in life. You just let things flow rather than like spicing your relationship.
Yeah, I always like to say whenever I'm dating a guy, I'm like, honey, no matter where we are in our phase of relationship, you always got to treat me like you're trying to get me. Like, always treat me like you're chasing me. Because
I love that.
Because at the end of the day, like, you're going to get content and I'm going to feel neglected. And I don't know, I love attention. So that's just me.
Yeah, or vice versa. The same thing for the guy. I had an example, my friend, and she told me that pretty much she felt like she was in a buddy-buddy, roomie type of relationship where they were completely content and they weren't, like you were saying, winning each other or like trying to, how do you say, create that extra...
Spark.
That spark, that love, that want.
Desire
to be with one another. She said, oh yeah, if I'm going to have a roomie, then I could just go and dump you and go get a real roomie, get one of my friends or
uh-huh.
get another guy. She said she wanted to differentiate that roommate type of feeling with her actual like love life and
yeah.
You know.
No, I completely agree. It's so funny you say that. One of my guy friends actually broke up with his girlfriend because he felt like he was living with a roommate. He didn't feel like there was any romance, you know, just none of that. And he, like, they had multiple, like, conversations and whatnot about it, and it just never got better. But, you know, procrastinating putting other people in your, like, in the forefront of your relationship is not going to be good for relationships. So it's really important to, you know, keep that spark flaming, you know?
Definitely, for sure.
So, what are some ways, Lewis, what are some ways that we can get out of the procrastination bubble and just stop with it?
Yeah, one way that definitely has helped me out is setting up a list of tasks to do, whether it's for the day, whether it's for the week, even if it's for work. It always helps me out because sometimes also, you know, I may forget about a certain task and...
It just keeps you accountable, right?
Definitely, for sure. You could definitely go back and look at it and you say, okay, I knocked this out. And it gives you a sense of satisfaction. Yeah. To knock something out and then move on to the next. You just have a list of things that you know you have to complete. And even if you don't complete all of them, you still have like kind of like a little guide for that day or for that week in the sense.
Right. You know, sometimes I procrastinate making lists. Just because I know I have so much to do and the thought of seeing it on paper of how much I have to do, I know it's going to stress me out. But then when I do make the lists, they're actually not that big. And then I'm like, oh, what are you stressing over, Emily? Like, what are you freaking out about? It's not that big of a deal. I get stressed out over the idea of having too much to do because my schedule is just crazy, like absolutely crazy. And then, you know, I realized, like, I actually don't have that much on my plate, and it's fine. So, it's really not that big of a deal.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people can definitely relate, feeling like they have a lot on their plate. But once we start chipping it away one by one, and the important thing is giving yourself that little celebration or reward of like, completing something. Whether it's setting up, like, maybe... like a place to eat, somewhere that you really like. Okay, so, oh, yeah, wow, look, I completed so much of my list or a few things on my list. Okay, let's go out to let's celebrate with a little something to eat. And that's just another way to, like, spice it up and give a little bit more life into
your... Reward yourself. Yeah. Okay, I kind of like that a lot. Yeah, I think I might start doing that. I'm going to reward myself every time I do something. So I'm going to go like shopping every time I do something. I think it's a great idea. So I think that, you know, another way that we can stop procrastination is to just, you know, set up goals that are realistic. You know, a lot of time we have goals that are not immediately achievable or are not immediately within our grasp, and you need to be realistic about that. But setting up goals that, you know, are something that can happen right then and there is going to, you know, help you, you know, keep the train running and continuously put the effort into doing things, right? Does that make sense? Like, if you put realistic goals in front of yourself and they're easy, achievable goals, as soon as you start, like, achieving them and completing them, you're going to feel more motivated to continuously do more and more things. So I think that making things that are, you know, easily accessible is going to help stop procrastination station from happening.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. Even having a big goal, you could have your big goal, but then you can have, like you were saying, the more attainable sub-goals to work up to this bigger goal that you have.
Yeah. Say you have like a really big goal, but there's going to be little steps to get there. Completing the little steps along the way is going to get you to where you need to be to achieve that.
Yeah,
so
it's going to make you feel good. It's going to make you positive. Oh, wow. Look, I'm this much closer to completing my ultimate goal, rather than thinking, oh, wow, look at this long road that I'm looking at. Oh, well, man, I have to do this. And it just becomes overwhelming to think that way.
Absolutely.
Rather than thinking, okay, wow, look, I took one step closer today to getting my dream car, to getting my new house, or even if it's like a work related, to getting promoted, to getting the next position, to completing this project, definitely helps out for sure.
I think that's definitely realistic. You know, like one of my biggest goals that I haven't been able to achieve yet, it's on my dream board, I'm looking at it right now, is buying a home. And I know buying a home is in the near future, maybe 2022, right? But you know, there are little steps that you have to take on the way to be able to buy that home. Like, I have to save all of the money for the home, right? So it's about, you know, taking the time and making sure that you do those little things along the way to get to your bigger goal that will help you get there. But I'm not procrastinating buying a home. I'm just, you know, saving my money.
Taking the initial steps before getting
it. Yeah, yeah. It's a big step, and the market's kind of crazy right now.
Definitely.
So.
Sure. My mom is in the middle of trying to buy and sell a house. The realtor told her, yeah, your house would definitely sell, but then we have to find the house that we'd like to move into, in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
But before we switch topics, can you tell me a little bit, what is a dream board?
So a dream board is kind of, it's kind of like a vision board. If anyone knows what a vision board is, you put all of the things that you want for yourself on that board and you just kind of look at it every day and remind yourself of all of, you know, the goals that you have for yourself. So my dream board, I have, you know, in 2021, I wanted to travel more. I've definitely traveled more. I've done a lot of traveling this year. I went to Aspen.
Nice.
I went to Tulum. I went to Idaho. I've done a lot of things. I went to New York. I wanted to buy a new car. I just bought my new car for myself. I bought it for myself for my birthday.
Awesome.
I know. Saving money, you know, but saving money is to buy my home. I wanted to, you know, learn how to be a better leader. And I also wanted to, you know, start steps growing towards my career. And, you know, I'm really proud to say that I've pretty much achieved everything on here but buying my home.
Definitely sounds like it.
But I'm getting there. And it's going to be great once I get to throw out this dream board and start a new one.
Ooh, start a new one.
I'm
like that.
I'm excited.
Wow.
I'm really excited. But it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it sounds like a great idea, dream boards.
What's something you would put on yours?
Definitely, I'm going to start off with my spiritual growth. So, like, continuing to meditate every day, doing yoga. Yoga with Emily is amazing.
Woo!
I love it. I've done some Kundalini yoga, and it's just overall rewarding for me and my mind. And just to continue forward, another goal that I have on my dream board or aspiration I have is relationships. Not just with a significant other, but also just new relationships, new opportunities, almost like networking, meeting people, creating new connections. I'm very open with that as well. And I'm very excited to see what the future holds with just creating that next relationship. And of course, finding my next mate, next soulmate.
I can totally relate. I think everyone here knows that Emily is super single and looking for someone. So, what else?
I have also a new car that I want, but I'm going to change it up a little bit.
Ooh, what do you want?
Kind of wanted to go into like an electric car and see how that works out. And I've seen some, I haven't done a lot of research, but I'm still in the saving aspect of, or point of life, or point in life, I'm sorry, to save up for this new car. I'm not 100% sure what I want yet, but it's definitely going to be a new electric car. I think it's going to be awesome.
And what else? You said something about fitness. Is that important to you? Yeah.
Yes. So I have recently lost in the last year, started with quarantine, I lost about 60 pounds, and I'm not done yet. I want to put it on my dream board. I want to create one and put that as one of my goals as well, to continue, not to stop, to try to work out or do a little something every day to better myself and to feel good, to be able to climb a wall if I have to be able to run if I have to. So, and just overall feeling good about my body. Not so much mentally, but like physically overall, not getting winded, maybe even taking the stairs, little things like that where I just feel proud of myself and my progress.
I love that. I definitely think these dream boards is a good way of preventing procrastination, right? Because you look at it and you're like, damn, those are all the things that I want to achieve. How am I going to get there? And then you like actively, you know, create the steps to get there. Because you're looking at it every day and it's just, you know, within your grasp, so.
Definitely. Even if it's just like in your head thinking about it, oh, wow, look, oh, yeah, this is my car right here. I could look at it. In the dream board, you want to create those pictures, right? You want to create pictures and whatever relates to what you want.
Uh-huh, yeah, because you want to make it visual, right? If it's just words on a board, you know, that's totally fine. Maybe some people will feed off that more, but I don't know about you, but I'm a very visual person, so seeing it keeps me more accountable for myself, for sure.
Yeah, putting it somewhere that we could see, maybe even putting it over your head when you wake up, or having it in your office is a good idea.
Yeah, for sure. So, talk to me about this internal switch that you have that helps you prevent procrastination. You were talking to me about it a little bit before.
Yeah, so this is something that I use. Right now, I'm mostly using it for that switch to get up and start to be active.
To
start working out. So my switch, my internal switch, this is something that I created for myself where just no matter what, I'm going to go outside and start working out. Go outside and run. Go and do some weights or lift some weights. My internal switch is putting my socks and then my shoes on. Once I have that on, it's almost like nothing could stop me to go and work out. It's just this little switch I have in my head that just activates me to take that next step. And to, so I won't feel that procrastinating. Oh, look, I don't even want to run today. I don't want to work out today. You know, I'm getting a little bit lazy and just creating excuses for myself. Once I have my shoes on, I'm ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
What's a good example? Maybe an example that you have, Emily.
So something that I do that forces, it's actually a workout example too.
Nice.
I will purposely go into my yoga app. So I have an app for yoga for the yoga gym that I go to. Yoga studio, excuse me. And I will purposely sign up for classes like weeks and months in advance.
Wow.
Right? That way.
That's a good idea. Wow.
That way, on the day of, if I'm feeling lazy and I actually don't want to go work out, I get this little notification on my phone that says, you're scheduled for Yoga Flow at this time with this person. You know, I already paid for the class once, and second of all, my phone's reminding me, so it makes me feel super lazy if I don't go, but most of it is I already paid for it, and you have to go, Emily. You really have no choice at this time.
That's an awesome idea, huh?
Yeah.
Let's see where I could fit that into my switches.
I know. It just, you know, it keeps me accountable more than anything, because if I don't schedule them ahead of time, then it gets to the day of, and I'm looking at the list of classes, and I'm like, oh, I don't really want to go. I don't have to go. It's fine. But, like, one day I'll sit down and, like, schedule all my classes for the week. And don't get me wrong. Sometimes, you know, my life gets busy and work is crazy and I don't have the opportunity to always go. But if I'm free, I 100% always, always go. So, yeah, that's just something that I do. I definitely think another way that you can prevent procrastination is to tell other people about your goals, right? So if you tell someone about it, it's going to keep you accountable, right?
Yeah, definitely. Somebody that I definitely go to for that is my sister. My sister and I, we can talk about anything, and I could always bounce ideas off of her. Maybe even have her help me create a path to get to my certain task or goal. She's very intelligent, and I love talking to her. And in a sense, I also help her out as well. Mm-hmm. So, and it doesn't have to be a family member. It could be a friend as well.
Yeah, or a mentor, you know. But, you know, telling other people about what you want to achieve is good, because they're going to, hopefully, they're going to follow up on it, right? And they're going to be like, hey, how's this going? Have you achieved X, Y, and Z to get there? Oh, no, why not? Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And then you're sitting there like, oh, my gosh, I should go do that. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, you know, telling someone else about it is really just going to keep you accountable more than anything.
I think it'll keep the ideas flowing as well. Because Julia loves to say, two brains, three brains, four brains are better than one.
Yeah. Right? Because you get viewpoints from all sides of the spectrum.
Yeah, maybe something that you haven't thought about, or another way that somebody else, you know, maybe they mentally interpret things, and they just give you something that would be very helpful for you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Different viewpoints are just always super helpful in any situation that you could come across. But here is another question I have for you, Lewis. Does procrastination have to do with a poor sense of your own time management? Do you think that happens because, you know, we're overscheduling ourselves? Or what?
I could
just being lazy.
I could see that happening. Just recently, actually, starting with you guys, the best lifing, I created more work for myself. So I have previously also another job. I'm a soccer coach, a master head coach, and that's lots of fun. So I added best lifing. I'm a soccer coach, and I'm doing school on top of it. I can see where you could create too many things for yourself. But like we said before, I think if we take it a step at a time and create those lists, it doesn't have to seem that daunting. Right now I'm in a point of life where I want to hustle. I want to keep on pushing forward and keep on striving for the best.
I love that. Yeah. Time management, you know, can definitely play into procrastination. You overschedule yourself and you don't have time to do things. Like, I cannot tell you how many times I've just, like, stopped at my house for 2 seconds, made a mess, and then walked out the door because I had to go do something else. I had to go be somewhere else. And, you know, not making the time to, you know, make time for house things or, you know, just any personal things is, you know, creating procrastination in that area of my life. So it's definitely not helpful at all, but it's definitely important at the same time to manage your time and create time for all of the things that are important in your life, right?
Yeah, touching back on procrastinating, saving it. Well, one example for the time management could be saving it for the next day. And then you add something else to the next day that maybe you couldn't have. One example is just for me setting up just as simple as like my lunch. You know, the next day I'm rushing up, trying to rush out the door maybe because I didn't time myself or set my alarm. I mean, and to get up on time, maybe snoozing it for an extra 10, 15 minutes turns into, what, 30 minutes sometimes. But then I have something else for the next day that I procrastinated on that I could have done the day before, but I was too lazy to do. And it just creates a bigger list or more to do, where I can see time management will definitely help out and make things run smoother.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you guys, I have to say thank you to Lewis for joining me on this podcast today. I had a lot of fun.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, we have to do this again soon. But thank you so much for tuning in with us on Be Unique Radio Station. And we will see you next time.
Bye. Take care.
Bye.
That's it for today. Thank you for joining us.
If you enjoyed the Best Lifing Show and you want to get in touch,
you can find and follow us on all social platforms or visit our website, bestlifing.com.
Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review.
Till next time, mates.
Stay blessed and best lifing.